If you're looking to enhance your intuition and connection to spirit, to learn to channel for yourself, loved ones, and friends, or professionally, I invite you to join us at Spirit School for our Learn to Channel class. This course includes over 40 hours of pre-recorded information. We go over the art of channeling and exercises to assist you in a very thorough and detailed way. We also have an online community and mentoring options available in a group setting or one-on-one. So I look forward to sharing this opportunity with you to support you in your connection with your spirit guides. With decades of experience in connecting with the spiritual realm in a grounded, practical way, I am here to support you as you open up to your spiritual gifts and connect with your team and spirit. Visit spiritschoolonline.com for more information. I look forward to meeting you soon. Welcome to the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast, where we speak about all things related to spirituality, soul level healing, intuitive guidance, frequencies, and much more. I'm Amy Sikarski, licensed vocational nurse, past life hypnotherapist, master intuitive energy healer, and a clairvoyant physical channel. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Spirit School Online, where we offer courses in energy therapy, free guided meditations, courses and information around learning to connect in with your spirit guides, and much more. You can find me at amysikarski.com and offerings at spiritschoolonline.com. Hi, this is Amy. Welcome to the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast. I hope you're having a great day and that the season has been kind to you. There have been a lot of, again, integration experiences, shifts, and up-leveling. And as the frequency continues to change on the planet, many of us are feeling it in a very unique way. So sometimes I'd have bursts of a lot of energy and light and feeling inspired for projects. And other times I've been led to go within, felt that call for integration and self-care. And I'm also going in the flow quite a bit more. So my friend Karen and I were really feeling like reconnecting again. It's been a few months. We love to connect and catch up, but we also really enjoy channeling and bringing through our teams and spirit. Karen channels Sarai. This is a spokesperson for an Andromedian collective of star beings who are here to help Earth and humanity. And if you have met me before, you probably know that I channel the Council of Light, also a beautiful collective of star beings who are here to help us through the ascension process as we transition or build that bridge into how do humans interact and experience and be in the new earth energy. Many of us might feel that we are paving the way, and we really are. Many of the visions that I see is a bridge of light that we're holding, and some of us are standing at the beginning of it, holding those anchor points. Some of us are standing at the beginning of it, shining the light forward. Some of us might feel like we're on the other side, like leaders, guides, there we go, guides on a path to show the way. And you might find that from time to time, you are called to be on either side or in the middle of that transition, those frequencies. And we are learning along the way. So a lot of us will remember the light codes, or we will remember the messages. We'll remember within how to work within new energies and how to hold the space through our own integration process, and then sharing and emanating our light so others can feel the resonation and at a quantum soul level, understand, remember, and have a path forward. So it's a very interesting way in which we're showing up in these current energies. And one of the experiences was to just listen to the inspiration, the nudge, and the promptings. So Karen and I both felt a call to reach out to each other, and we have. And last week we brought through a channeled message, both from her guide Sarai and then myself channeling the Council of Light. So this is a very beautiful experience to be able to be the channel. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes in our everyday life to be able to hold our frequency in such a way at the time of filming to prepare our energy field and have the transition of whomever it is we're channeling, in my case, the Council of Light, come in to hold this space. This is going to be a series of podcast episodes, so you might find yourself popping in out of order, and that's okay. I invite you to now enjoy this channel conversation through Karen Bell from Sarai.
So I felt this morning, and then as we're sorry, I'm losing my ability to talk. As we were getting on the call, there's that mantis being again, I feel around. Is that mantis being that came in one of your sessions? Remember the one you talked about? Is that a being on the council, or is that a separate
I'm not sure because I haven't seen him on the council, but
Oh, okay.
I've seen one a long while ago. It could be, and I just,
Okay.
yeah, I don't know. That's interesting.
That's when I said on Instagram, and I was like, the excitement is building. I was like, oh my gosh, there's that being again that I felt that last time we connected. So
Oh, then he might be.
interesting.
I usually just go by feeling.
Yeah.
I don't really like look at him. I don't know. I
Yeah.
just, yeah.
It's all
So,
good.
well, maybe I'm learning some more. Thank you for sharing.
He just has big energy because
He wants to be seen.
he's just there. All right. Well, how about I go first because I'm already feeling like that blend happening and I'm already losing my ability to talk, which is probably a sign that they're starting to come in. So,
I felt it. You would be first. Let's
yeah,
go.
okay. So that's fine. So that's fine. So just give me a minute to shift. I'll just be a minute. And so we've very much been looking forward to this interaction, and we appreciate your interaction. We appreciate your participation with this interaction. And where we'd like to begin today, before you ask any questions that you may have, is that we wish for you to know that this particular interaction, you could think of it as a merging of councils or a merging of collectives. Because you see, you have Amy, the ambassador for this Council of Light, and Karen, an ambassador for this Andromedan collective. And so, as we interact with you, what's true is that these collectives, these councils, are beginning to merge. And what's also true is that the energetic frequencies and the intentions of these councils are very similar in a sense. And so, it is our pleasure and our joy to interact with you because we share the same intention, we share the same frequency, and we share the same desire to be of service to your human collective at this particular point in time. And so, with that in mind, our intention is to serve those on your planet that are awakening. You could say this collective of star seeds, meaning souls from other galaxies or other places in the universe who have come to Earth with the purpose of sharing and bringing a different perspective and a different vibration and a different frequency to Earth at this time to assist in the evolution of humanity. And so, what's true is that all those who are joining this particular call, this particular interaction, whether they are watching this broadcast in the future or whether they are part of the extra dimensional collectives that are broadcasting to your collective, what's true is that we all share the same intention, the same desire, the same energy. And so, with that in mind, how can we be of service? What questions do you have at this time for us?
Oh, I want to thank you so much for the introduction and information. I could feel the actual merging, my Council of Light on one side of the body, and then Sarai and Pleiadian Collective on the other side, or Andromedan Collective on the other side. But the Pleiadians are here too. They're all here. I can feel like all the love and support. So I guess we'll jump right into the term star seeds, because I'm already feeling many different star seed races here with us today. And I would love for you to share with us how you perceive this this term, and especially for those who are new to the concept.
Well, there is much confusion, you could say, with the term starseed when it comes to how your human mind or your mental construct perceives that term. Some have said, and even Karen in the beginning of her understanding with the term starseed, thought that that term, what that term meant was that the origin of a certain soul began in a certain star system, and that is a prevalent belief that a soul is born in a certain star system, and then it is incarnating into this particular reality with the intention of bringing that energy and that information forth. That isn't entirely inaccurate, but we would say that in terms of the origin of the source of each and every one of you, that your origin is always source energy. So if you trace back your origin, you would discover that your origin is with source, not with any particular place in the universe, so to speak. What we would say is that as the soul incarnates in many different forms, in many different places, in many different places in time, that from the soul's perspective, it is drawn to certain places and certain star systems in the same way that as a human, you are drawn to certain places on your planet. So, for example, you all have certain places on your planet that you like more than others. You're drawn to those places. They are your favorites, so to speak. And from the soul's perspective, what's true is that the soul also has its favorites in terms of where it likes to incarnate, where it prefers in terms of the energy, the frequency, the perspectives, the level of evolution. The soul has its favorites, and you could say that those favorite places in the galaxy and in the universe are the places where the soul tends to incarnate more often. And so what's true is that a star seed is really a soul who has a preference for certain places in the universe and tends to incarnate in those places over and over and over again. That is where it feels most at home. And so in terms of this Earth reality, what's true is that a star seed in relation to this Earth reality is a soul who has spent many incarnations in other realms, in other places in the universe, and has had this realization that Earth is in need of different perspectives and different vibrational frequencies at this particular point in time. And so the star seed is a type of volunteer that volunteers to bring these energies, these frequencies, these perspectives, these higher levels of consciousness. It agrees to incarnate into this reality with the intention of being a sort of broadcast system for those higher dimensional energies and frequencies. And so it uses those multiple incarnations and the realizations and the familiarization with those energies. And it is seeking to bring all of that energy and information through into this realm. And so we wonder if that makes sense in terms of clarification of the term star seed.
Yes, thank you. That was very thorough. And I think it will support many who are new to this term and concept. I'm feeling so much of Palladian energy here. And then my body is just, I'm like moving back and forth because there's so much energy here. So I feel called to ask if there's a particular message for Palladians or a piece of information you have to share for those who resonate or align with that frequency.
Our message to Pleiadian starseeds would be to, as much as possible, as you find yourself in this reality, one thing you'll find is that you have a tendency or even a desire to start to close off the heart center. Because what's true is that for Pleiadian starseeds, they come in with a very open heart. They are used to having this open energy center in the chest, which is open to all sorts of energies, particularly emotional energies. And so they come in with a sort of innocence with that open heart energy. And then what's true is that as they experience this denser reality and the harshness of various energies on this earth plane, that they begin to close their heart as a sort of protection. And so we would say that the challenge for the Pleiadian starseed is to be able to incarnate here and retain their open heart and to learn different strategies, different ways of dealing and protecting themselves from the harsh energy without closing their heart down, so to speak. So that is, we'd say that is the most prevalent message for Pleiadian starseeds at this point in time, particularly for this particular year, where there is many different, very harsh and chaotic energies unfolding on the planet. And so the automatic reaction is, of course, to close the heart center down in order to protect oneself from those dense energies. But what's true is that as you close your heart center down, you also close down that center that is very much associated with feeling and passion and letting your heart guide you. So you can't close down the heart center and protect yourself from those energies without also shutting down the navigational system that is your heart. So we'd say the challenge for the Pleiadian starseeds at this time is, again, learning new strategies to keep the heart open and simultaneously protect themselves from the denser, harsher energy at this time.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, and now I have a question coming in about the Arcturians, if there's a message for our Arcturian friends.
So in terms of the Arcturian starseed, it's just one moment as we tune in. A message for Arcturian starseeds is don't overthink things. Of course, Arcturian starseeds are very much connected, let's say, with a higher intelligence and with the intelligence that is their human intelligence. So we'd say that it may be difficult for Arcturians to proceed on their path without this habit of needing to overthink in terms of, let's say, there's a decision that needs to be made and there's a desire to move forward. We feel at this time that Arcturian starseeds would have a tendency to overthink due to their higher mental capacity and their desire to intellectualize and think things through. So we would say it's interesting because as we speak of the heart with the Pleiadians, as we speak of the intellect with the Arcturians, it's interesting because in both situations, there is something to be said for seeking balance. And so we'd say for Arcturians, what's interesting is that they may want to consider dropping more energy down into the heart center. And then what's true for the Pleiadian starseeds is they want to remain in the heart center, but notice how to remain in the heart center without being overwhelmed by the energy. So the message for both, if we are allowed to bring through a message for both and all starseeds, is again, noticing within your own energy system where there needs to be a bit more of a balance made in terms of some energy fields are more open in the heart, some are more developed in the higher centers of the crown chakra or the intellect. So where does there need to be balance in terms of the energy field, and how can you create that balance through your daily habits and your spiritual practice and your interactions with others?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's such a beautiful awareness to have. I can actually feel it with my life right now, this need for balance. And so I love how you're sharing the focus of how to navigate and move the energy within the body. We have there's the praying mantis, the mantis race that's here really coming through right now. And I know Karen sensed and connected in a way earlier. I'm wondering if there's a message for them, particularly with this topic at hand. It feels like there's a reason they stepped in right now.
The mantis beings really are, in a sense, overseers of humanity at this time, overseers of the race, the human race. And so what's true is that the mantis beings have a very deep awareness and even, you could say, concern for the evolution of humanity. They are very closely and carefully overseeing this evolution of consciousness on your planet right now. What's true is that the mantis energy is very, you could say, magnanimous, very big, very magnificent. And so it is very difficult for the human construct, the human mind, to really even conceive of this magnitude of energy. So in other words, if you have any sort of interaction with a mantis being, it will be unmistakable because you will feel and sense and know that energy to be coming through so strongly. And so what's true is that the mantis beings really are here to help, and they do interact with all of the star races. So in other words, we, from our perspective, we don't really see there being, for example, mantis star seeds, but what there are mantis beings interacting with star seeds of all different star races in order to be of benefit at this time. And also to create that balance that we were speaking of earlier in terms of balancing the energies, balancing the energy fields of each individual.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for being so gracious for these questions. I know we had some other ones I'd love to ask, and these three were just pressing, wanting really to come in. So the question that Karen and I were thinking about that would benefit many on Earth at this time as starseeds are, what are some of the signs and symptoms of an awakening starseed, particularly at this year, this point in time?
The first sign of an awakening starseed would be an individual starts to feel a little bit uncomfortable in their human experience. And what we mean by that is that you have all been conditioned and programmed to live out this human life in certain ways. You've all been conditioned and programmed that first you do A and first you do B and then you do C and then you do D. For example, first you go to school and then you go to college and then you get married and then you get a job. That's what we mean by programmed and conditioned to live out this human experience in a certain order. You've also been conditioned and programmed to want certain things. You should want this sort of job. You should want this sort of salary. You should want this sort of house. You should seek this sort of validation, right? You've all been programmed and conditioned to have this way of living, so to speak. And so what's true is that as a starseed is awakening, one of the first signs is that they will begin to feel uncomfortable with that, with some of those ideas. They may have even followed those guidelines for a certain amount of time, and then one day they wake up and recognize that, hey, something doesn't feel right because I followed these instructions, these guidelines, and I'm not satisfied. I'm not feeling the fulfillment that I was told that I should have by following these guidelines. Upon the recognition that that level of satisfaction hasn't been met, what's true is that some of these deeper questions will begin to be asked by the starseed, such as, well, who am I really then? And what's the meaning of life? And what is life all about? There will be a sort of deeper soul-seeking quest, if you will. And so that is one of the first signs that any individual is awakening, but particularly the starseed, because what's true, what's really true about each and every star seed, regardless of what star race they are from, is that they are not here to conform to the ways of this world. What they are here to do is to bring their unique energy and their unique perspective that they have cultivated in other realms into this reality for the purpose of positive change, positive evolution. And so they'll wake up and realize that they're very uncomfortable in this realm and that all of the things that they were taught that they should want and they should taught to enjoy, they don't. And so what's true is that they have this realization. They may not be able to put this into words, but they have this realization that they don't fit in. That would be the easiest way to describe it. So our message to starseeds, perhaps the most important message, is that you are not here to fit in. You're here to bring your unique energy from other realms of existence into this reality, and that's why you don't fit in. So don't ever feel that you should fit in, and don't try to fit in. And so the liberation that comes when one has this realization or recognition that they are a starseed is that they don't have to conform to the ways of this world or this realm. And in fact, they have an agreement, a pre-incarnational agreement, not to fit in. They have an agreement to bring a different energy forth. And that is the life purpose of a starseed, if that makes sense.
Yes, thank you. I feel so many of us can really resonate. We've experienced that. Can you share with us the difference between how we would perceive, I guess, the contrast between a new soul on Earth that's a star being versus a very advanced or very mature star being? I know there's just this idea that's coming in right now. If you could maybe talk about the evolution of souls through experiences and new star seeds on Earth versus ones who've been here many times.
Right. So first of all, we would begin that conversation by pointing out that evolution is not linear in the way that your mental construct perceives it to be linear. And so sometimes it's difficult to convey certain concepts because of that truth, right? However, we'll do our best to convey it in a way that it can be understood. But in terms of star seeds, what's true is that you could say that there are star seeds or star beings who have incarnated here who are familiar with the human experience. Now, that could be true because they have incarnated before, and so they have that experience. It could also be true because they have been a guide, right? A certain type of spirit guide, you could say, for a human that is incarnated. And so they have that experience as to what the human experience is like. So there's all sorts of ways for a star being to experience this reality, whether they have incarnated or whether they have not incarnated. There are different ways to experience this human reality, so to speak. What is true is that when the soul incarnates, keep in mind that from the perspective of the oversoul, there is this oversoul that fractalizes itself. In other words, it incarnates simultaneously into multiple incarnations. All of those incarnations are unfolding simultaneously. It isn't a linear process. Now, what's true is that you have access to all of these other fractals of yourself in this powerful present moment in time. And so let's say perhaps that this oversoul is individuated into, we're just going to throw out a number. Let's say it's individuated into 10 different simultaneous life experiences. Let's say 7 of those are in this human realm, let's say on Earth, and 3 of those are in different places in the galaxy. Well, then what's true is that that particular being, they would feel much more comfortable with the earthly human experience, because they have 7 simultaneous lives that are all familiarizing themselves with the human experience. And then they have these other 3 fractals that are perhaps off-world, right? So it would seem that particular quote-unquote star being might be more familiar, let's say, with the human experience. It's because they have more incarnations that they are connected to in this human experience, if that makes sense. So it's not, again, it's not a linear process. The way that your human mind would interpret that, though, in terms of a linear perspective, the way your human mind would perceive it is that that star being has incarnated on Earth over and over again, multiple times. And so it has, again, it's more familiar with the human experience. And so it appears to be, you could say, a quote unquote older being, wiser being, because it has more experience. What's more true, again, difficult for the mental construct to necessarily understand, but what What would be more true is this understanding of how your soul individuates from this place of your oversoul, and how you could think of that as a fraction, let's say, or if you think of it as a pie, there are these different pie slices, right? So what's true is that the essence of who you are, if you go up to this oversoul level, is composed of many different beautiful energetic frequencies, all from different realms, different places in the galaxy. And so that is really, when you're saying old star being versus new star being, that is really, we think, what you are referring to when you say that. It's the amalgamation, let's say, of the energies within the oversoul. Some have much more experience, let's say, in the Pleiadian systems, because there's more fractals of themselves there versus, let's say, here. There are some souls who really are uncomfortable with the earth experience. So they may have just a small portion of themselves fractalizing into the earth experience. And so they feel very new, don't they? Because they don't have a lot of human experience, but they may have a lot of Pleiadian experience, or Arcturian experience, or Andromedan experience, because they're more comfortable with those realms. And so there are more fractals of themselves in those realities, so to speak. So we know that can be challenging for the mental construct to understand, but that is, from our perception, how we perceive things, that would be the best explanation.
Oh, so beautiful. Thank you. I love how you've articulated it. And I think that will answer many questions, both for those who feel very comfortable on Earth, but identify and know they've had lives as star beings on other spaces, and those who do not feel so comfortable. They can understand potentially why. And that leads me to the topic of integrating with the physical body. I would love for you to speak to the importance of, or how important is it? How much focus should we put on that while we are in this reality?
Well, you have to understand truly that the physical body and the physiology is an emanation, or a vehicle for the emanation of your soul consciousness, right? It's the vehicle of expression for your soul consciousness. And so the more clear your physiology is, in terms of more on an energetic level, we'd say keep in mind, first of all, that your physiology and your physicality is just a printout of your energy field. And your energy field is an emanation of who you truly are, the essence of your soul self. So it all fits together. It's all integrated together. We would say, though, that this process of ascension, what those think of as ascension, is really beginning to integrate this higher self consciousness, this higher frequency self, into this reality, so that this physical body and this personality, the physiology, the human construct, begins to be an emanation of this higher frequency self. And so part of how you do that is through the attention to the physical body, in terms of you have many, many different choices, let's say, for what to do with this physical form, how to treat it, what to eat, in terms of lifestyle, right? Some of those choices, what's true is that some of those choices limit or even block your soul's emanation through the physiology, and some enhance it. So our advice is to pay close attention to the physiology and the physical body as a vehicle, or as a, you could think of it as a radio, and this signal that is your soul energy, your soul frequency, is being broadcast through your physiology just like a radio. And so, of course, you want to pay attention to the condition of that vehicle for your expression. Right now, we would say, and we like to remind everyone, that we're not talking about perfection. You don't have to, your physical body doesn't have to be in absolute perfect health to be an emanation of your soul. But you want to take care of it in the best way that you can. And of course, if you have a choice, if you're faced with a choice in terms of, let's say, consuming something that you know really energizes your body versus consuming something that lowers your frequency, well, then what is the better choice if your intention or your goal is to be a crystal clear channel or emanation of your higher self, right? And so those choices, and we don't bring any judgment or criticism to those choices. It's just, what do you prefer? What is your intention, right? Not every individual on the planet is interested in having their physical body be a sort of vessel for their soul energy, right? That's not the interest of every being on the planet. However, we would say for those interested in this information, for those interested in this particular topic of discussion, it's likely that you are interested in that. And so your choices either support that or they don't. And again, there's no judgment from us, but it's for you to decide and you to notice what choices in terms of lifestyle elevate you into this position of being a vehicle for your soul and which ones take away from that.
Thank you. Thank you. And on the same lines of speaking about soul energy and the physical makeup, the physiology of our bodies, do starseeds have birthmarks or special markings that would come through?
Some do and some don't. We would say that all do in terms of if you were looking at them clairvoyantly, yes, you could see that for sure. However, physiologically or physically, you don't always see those markings, right? However, if you use your inside eyes, as Karen likes to call them, if you use your clairvoyance, you would see certain differences. And those differences would probably be more in terms of the different colors that you see in one's aura. There are certain star seeds that have certain emanations at certain energy centers. For example, the forehead is a very prominent place where if you looked at a being clairvoyantly, you could see certain lights emanating from this area. And so what's true is that there are certain star seeds who, because there is that energetic emanation, their physiology or their physical bodies can also replicate that. However, that's not true with every being. So you can't say all star seeds have these markings, all Pleiadians have these markings, or all Arcturians have these markings, because you wouldn't necessarily see that with your physical eyes. You may see it with your clairvoyant eyes, but not necessarily your physical eyes.
Thank you. I am really grateful for that message that you clarified, because I think there's been some misconceptions in the community here. And then I do have one last question about the difference or similarities between starseeds and light workers.
So there are many similarities, but we would say we're going to revert back to this discussion of the oversoul to describe this and the way that the oversoul individuates or fractalizes into many different simultaneous incarnations. So what's true is that the star seed, the quote unquote star seed, would be a soul who has many different or many incarnations, many fractals in certain star systems. And then they are, again, the intention is to bring those energies forth into the earth plane. So what's true is that with that star seed soul, they may not have many incarnations that are here on this earth plane. They have more incarnations off planet. And so they feel, if they tune into how they really feel on a soul level, they have this sensation of being more cosmic, right? That would be the way they would even describe themselves. They would feel like they are not of this world, that they're not, they don't fit in, that they're not meant to be here. Light workers, on the other hand, and again, these terms are interchangeable, but we would say the main difference would be that the light workers have more incarnations on this planet. Sharing the same intention, though, so they share the same intention in terms of their assisting the evolution of human consciousness. So they share the same intention. However, the light worker soul has had more incarnations on this planet and perhaps less incarnations in other realms, other worlds. And so they feel more earthly. They feel like they belong here. They understand the earth experience. They feel more comfortable here. Whereas the starseed soul feels very much like, I don't belong here and I need to get off this planet. Whereas the light worker is usually more comfortable with planet Earth and with this dimension of reality.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, that was very fascinating. Yes. Is there any message that you want to share before we close?
We'll just share this one last message for all star seeds, which is that when you find yourself feeling very uncomfortable in this realm, remember that one way to bring comfort and reassurance to yourself is to begin to tune in to that frequency of that realm or that world or that star race that you are more comfortable with. You don't have to leave this planet in order to feel and invoke and invite and be comforted by that frequency. So when you have those moments where you feel like you need to get off this planet yesterday, take some time in meditation and begin to tune in to your higher self and your oversoul and all those guides and guardians that surround you that are still in those other realms that you feel more comfortable with. And you will start to be able to fulfill your purpose, which is to invoke and invite those other frequencies in through this broadcast system that is the human construct. That is why you're here. So don't try to get off the planet. Instead, seek to bring those energies and frequencies and perspectives from these places, other places in the universe that you are more comfortable with. Realize that you are the broadcast system here on the earth for those energies. So bring them through as you agreed to do before you incarnated. That is your purpose.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's such a delight and just such a pleasure to be able to connect with you today. Really appreciate it. I know our viewers do as well. So thank you so much.
We thank you so much for your participation in this interaction. And as always, we always conclude with the greeting Satnam, which means true identity. The reminder is to tune in to your most authentic identity, your true self. And so Satnam on this day.
Satnam. Thank you, Karen and Sarai, for joining today and sharing such wonderful information around starseeds. We really appreciate your time and gifts and are grateful for the energy shared. I look forward to connecting with you all in the next episode of the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast, where Karen will be interviewing the Council of Light, channeled by myself. Also, I will be going live on March 17th on Instagram to channel the Council of Light with Oracle. I look forward to sharing the opportunities and all of the information and light with you and hope that these messages support you. We'll see you again on the next episode of the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast.